Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast.
Kick My Brother Podcast
with Chris and Kyle. Hey! For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into. Hey! Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
I tell you, Chris, that that opening, if we ever get like a studio show, like with a live studio audience, that makes me want to like do a Stephen Colbert and go around like just high five everybody as I'm running around.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know what the opening and Pinocchio have in common?
What's that?
They get long. Pinocchio's nose, I should say. I ruined it already. I was going to say it gets longer every week.
It's right
it
at that.
I was like, oh, it's over. Oh, I thought it was over.
It's really not that long. I mean, it seems longer than it is, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
You know what it is? It's just the anticipation.
Yeah, it really is. Maybe.
It's just the anticipation. It's like going on a trip, you know? Doesn't matter. It's like, oh, it was 4 hours. Oh, but you really wanted to go there.
Doesn't it always seem like when you go on a trip that like the way back seems a lot shorter than the way there?
It does. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's the anticipation.
It is.
Right? That's okay. That was a good analogy, man. Very good.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. I guess they don't really. I was going to lead that into our topic tonight, but I couldn't cross over tie into that. I was going to say.
Oh, I
know
that.
All right, go ahead.
I have one. Okay.
Hey.
What we were talking about, the time. Oh, I know. It could do, there are, like, news teases.
Yeah. I was going to go with that route. I was going that route, but I couldn't think of my way. Yeah, I was thinking that way. You said you had it, so I just let you have it, but I didn't have one. So, but I was going to go that way, too, with the news tease. Because tonight's show, Chris, now I can use that as a segue into what we're trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, we're talking about, breaking news, right? When the news breaks, we'll fix it. The old John Stewart Daily Show tagline, you know?
I didn't know the tagline, but I liked your other, I think you had another title for the show at one point called Modern News.
I kind of like breaking
sort
news,
of.
Modern news, breaking news.
News.
Well, because nowadays, I mean, I don't know, like, so anyway, we're talking about news in general. And when I was a kid, and we were all kids, and really the way the media portrays it is that, or the major media, that the news is a trusted source of information, right? And now it seems like the modern news in a lot of ways, like you have like your, it's all, there's that Fox News scandalous, it's a more of a show than actual news, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't really watch the news at all. But I know about it, and I've seen Fox News and things. Is there a difference between, there's also a thing if both Fox also, and both Fox programs, then I know the news program or the evening program is kind of tries to be credible and tries to have professional polish to it and everything. And then what I always thought was funny was the Fox Morning News was always like a goofball hang. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was all like not serious and just totally goofing around. I was like, oh, I guess that's how you balance out the day. Like, don't take anything seriously at all in the morning.
Well, I guess, the morning shows are always kind of goofy, but I guess maybe that's what I'm getting at. Maybe I've actually gotten away from watching the news because all news, all major media news, like your major news outlets, all has a slant or agenda of what they want you to think and say and feel, I guess, is that that's okay.
You know what my slant on the news is?
What's that?
Anyone can do the news.
Anyone? Are you sure about
anyone
that,
can do the news. One news program I used to watch, the longest news program I watched was, wasn't it, the Saturday Night Live News? Is that what it was called? Did Saturday Night Live have Saturday Night Live, like a news show every week?
They did.
That's the show, that's the news program that I watch the most.
Yeah, well, yeah, you probably have some clips then of the, those news shows, I imagine.
Yeah, you probably have them too.
Yeah? Well, I think you probably one that you're probably thinking about if you want to.
Yeah. One thing I really don't think is the news is, or should be on the news, I guess, is, like, or, yeah, really should be, it shouldn't be on the news at all, is weather.
Ah.
I don't think it's part of the news.
Well,
so
you
here's
see.
The one I was.
All right. Made the comment that March argument. Comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. To the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant, about this big. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops.
Well, you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
Kind of good analogies all throughout. That's a good one. I always thought, I was like, wow, that'd be sweet. Have John Belushi as your weatherman.
It would be. You'd probably have interesting weather. Yeah. Well, you know, like, well, you might see a tweet pre-show where I said, like, Paul Simon, you know, the only boy in New York, the only news I need is the weather report.
Oh, and Bob Dylan. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Hmm.
I think
good.
I don't need it.
Yep.
Which way the wind blows.
Hmm.
Oh, that was all. But you were talking about slants before.
It's like point counterpoint.
What's it? Precisely. Very well meshed.
Yeah.
Meshed perfectly. Worked out very well. It's like that.
Yes.
But I like the most when.
Okay. Now you please.
Oh no. I was going to take I was going to take it to a whole different turn with the news.
Really? Because I was going to talk about, like, modern news, like recently how, like, Brian
that's
Williams.
That's why I like the title so much, modern news. That was a good title.
Yeah, well, Brian Williams just got suspended for allegedly, embellishing his news story.
Well, he resigned or stepped down for 6 months or something. That way,
he was suspended for embellishing the news. But it does make you wonder, right? I mean, there was a guy that wrote for the New York Times for how long that was just making up stories.
Oh, that's right. Was there a movie about that before?
There probably was a movie about it, I'm sure. But I mean, so here we are. We take all this stuff as fact, and it's some of it, you know. I mean, because it wouldn't lie, but yet people are embellishing upon their stories or making up, flat out making them up.
They started making them up.
Well, like it happened. The New York Times made it up.
One resident describes
one story can't make up. Are these real news stories like this?
The complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the house manager, the fire started. In a woman's home who is wheelchair-bound, she was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. There were no other reports of injuries. The Red Cross is helping those families displaced by the fire.
Yeah, time for that.
That's right. I mean, that was,
by the Lord of the fire.
That's eyewitness telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
If we can stay on that for 1 minute.
Sure.
Eyewitness, you just to halt that for a minute. We were talking about first-person perspectives, you know, something that's witnessed the crime. And I heard a story today that happened in our, not our hometown, but in our area, where a guy hit a little boy and claimed that the boy jumped in front of the truck.
That's terrible.
And what happened was then they checked the cameras that were there, you know, where the lights were, and they were able to find out what really happened, that the man really hit him. It's not the worst story here, though. There's actually worse stories to hear, though, like this one.
That's a pretty horrible story to hear.
What do you want
to
talk about?
This is pretty bad, too.
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here, I was driving and I was in the passenger side of this fucker's car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He says, "Oh, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business trip, I fucked this 14-year-old." I was like, "You what?" He's like, "I raped this 14-year-old." Starts crying, and gives me a big hug. He's like, "Fuck, 300-pound guy." I'm like, "Oh shit, you must be fuckered, man. Like, what's he talking about?" I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, "You know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I fucking want to." And watch this, bam, and he smashed into this fucking guy right there, pinned him in between that fucking truck. And so I hop out, I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed out. Like, motherfucking, I ran
freight
and I
train
grabbed
riders.
The keys and fucking sitting there like nothing even happened. And like, fucking, like, man, if you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. Fucking, I hop on out. And so I grabbed the bag, I threw it over by that pole right there, and then fucking Buddy gets out, and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like, a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I fucking ran up behind him with a hatchet.
Pencil stick.
Smash, smash, smash. Yeah.
The lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that fucker. You know what? Fuck is cool. That guy ain't. Yeah.
How did you
I was hitchhiking. Good thing I was hitchhiking. Yeah, people say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. At least I was here.
So he did this on purpose.
I'll end it there. It's Kai the Hitchhiker. It's my favorite news story ever. Favorite first person. Go ahead.
He goes on. No.
He tells a good story. Kai tells a great story, though.
Yeah. You know, I gotta say, I mean, crazy enough, Chris, I saw a kidnapping today.
Kidnap? Are you a true story?
Yeah, but I decided not to wake him up, though.
But what?
I decided not to wake him up, though.
Awesome. That's a fucking good one, dude. That is a call, man. Even when I didn't hear you the first time, I never went on to do it. I was like, man, I didn't even see that one coming.
Yeah, see, it's clever. You know,
it is.
It's safer drivers, men or women. Well, according to a new survey, 55% of adults feel that women are most responsible for minor fender benders, while 78% blame men for most fatal crashes. Please note that the percentage in these pie graphs do not add up to 100% because the math was done by a woman. For those of you hipping at that joke, it should be noted that that joke was written by a woman. So now you don't know what the hell to do. No, I'm just kidding. We don't hire women.
Norm MacDonald. He was probably so funny in that show.
He might be a good anchorman.
He has been an anchorman. He used to have his own sports show. It didn't last very long on ESPN, but it was hilarious.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
It was very clever. Well done.
Oh, absolutely. If you follow him on Twitter, I recommend not looking at your Twitter during golf season.
Ah, man, he kills me with the golf.
Did you follow him?
Yeah, I did. It was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, you had to stop, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's times where he was awesome, but then when he gets to a golf tournament, so you want to unfollow him for that tournament.
Oh, my God, it would kill your, what's that, pardon my ignorance, was it your home screen, what's it called for Twitter? The Twitter, your page, right? I guess it's still called your page.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, you're not totally. With like McCarthy from 30 out, hole 7. You know, just like this whole, he's like, oh, it's awful.
Oh, yeah.
It's like more boring than golf itself. I don't know how that's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, apparently, the only thing worse than golf on television is golf on Twitter. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So,
yeah, I've been playing some pretty funny news clips, Chris. But speaking of funny news, Jon Stewart, after 17 years, is stepping down from The Daily Show. And, when we talked about the Fox News, I saw a funny bumper sticker one time that said, I get my news from Comedy Central, and I get my comedy from Fox News. You know, so it kind of tells you about the mainstream media and how people feel about it. But it's a long time that Jon Stewart was on The Daily Show, and it wasn't like the first show of that kind, but he definitely made it last a long time, and a lot of good people came from that. Stephen Colbert came off of there, and there's a new guy on HBO, that British guy, I forgot his name, that does Last Week Tonight. A lot of big names off of.
I think that's Ryan Bernard you're talking about.
I don't think it's Ryan Bernard. But he has a pretty funny podcast himself called The Bugle.
Ryan Bernard does?
That's not Ryan Bernard.
Who had that quote? You get
John Oliver.
Oh,
John,
yeah.
Oliver, yes.
Right. John Oliver.
Yep.
What's his podcast called?
He does a podcast with somebody else. Excuse me, I don't remember his name. But what they do is a podcast called The Bugle. And essentially it's they kind of take the news and they twist it. So it's a podcast version of recent news.
Oh.
With a twist. With a twist.
With a twist.
Of course.
A twist, of course. Of course.
So the Bugle, you can get a Bugle, right? The Bugle, that would be the newspaper. But so it's not. It's a podcast called The Bugle.
It's called The Bugle. Oh,
yeah.
I think I've seen it. Is it white background? Maybe that's, I'm thinking of a film logo. Never mind.
No,
it's like Bugle. That's what it was.
Nope. Not at all.
But that's good. But it is good. Leonard Smith podcast is good.
Yeah. So what else do you have? What are the news you want to talk about, Chris?
I actually like when the news makes mistakes.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. Did you see recently? I was in a pizzeria the other day.
Uh-huh.
I got done hitchhiking, so I went to the pizzeria. And anyway, I was waiting for some pizza. And in the television was ESPN, I think. And I used to see this all the time when I watched television, was misspellings.
Oh, yeah.
Did a lot of misspellings. Like, there was a hockey – I actually got my attention because it was a hockey highlight. And the Columbus Blue Jackets were playing, I think, maybe the Red Wings. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, the focus was – it had the name of the team, like Columbus versus Detroit or whatever. And then below it, it said the location. And it was spelled incorrectly in both locations. Columbus was spelled incorrectly twice, but two different ways. Not even the same spelling. I was like, you copied and pasted that. So that's why I was. That's kind of those things. I just lose credibility. If you can't get like spelling right, it's difficult to believe the story that you're telling.
Oh, do you remember that? I think it was a Colbert clip. I wish I had downloaded it. But so funny about what the news kid did to the newscast in San Francisco. And there's Captain Fly Too Low.
Oh, that is a great clip.
That
is
so
really
funny.
Good. I do really like that one. That one's actually.
It's so funny.
And they sent the names in, I think. Didn't they send the names in to CNN someplace? Maybe
but,
I don't know if CNN, but it was a news place, though.
Yeah, it was just a local news up in San Francisco, but it was just so bad.
But it went viral, though. I think the video went viral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They just didn't do anything. So
what's
bad. That? So I'm trying to remember the other ones. Like, it was Fly Too Low, and this thing Bumpy or something. It was so crazy. It was so bad.
And they were so, it was so obvious.
How you fly this thing.
Yeah. And it was just spelled all different ways.
Yeah. Oh, man. So bad.
One resident describes her horrifying experience.
Aaron, again, congratulations.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she...
Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hooters win. Wow, that was a slip of the tongue.
The team started slowly not picking up Portland's double penetration.
Trust me, you're going to love my one-eyed monster.
Northwest began serving peanuts this month. Georgia is the top peanut-producing state.
Here's a black cock helicopter.
Black cock helicopter.
Tanya Mosley is live at the park where protesters are set to pinch tits.
Tickets online at Pick a Dick. Pick? Oh, no. Well, you're thinking about sausage. Sask Energy is announcing a proposal to jack off, up the cost.
Broward Sheriff's deputies arrest a man who they say has more pussy than he can handle.
Matt Garner, Tiffany Peason, and Tim Decay are the stars of White Collar. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That would be Matt Bomer.
Yeah. The Bronx section. Sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or a block party.
He claims he can see an orgasm.
Their third straight loss, 6-4 to Philly last night. Penis Pete Harness on the mound this night.
Indicated it helpful. Dr. Genitalia Taylor.
Surviving the cold and warm air.
All right.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
Yeah, those are. That's when the news just fails.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it right. And it has to be tough. don't get it right.
So, yeah, yeah. Cool. But you would have to have it. I mean, one slip of the tongue, yeah, it's all over.
Oh yeah, I wish. I don't think I have it now, but I do like, I wish we had that clip, man, of,
oh yeah.
F and shit guy.
Shit.
That guy was awesome. But this is my favorite though. This is what I was trying to get to earlier about, news teases where like, mm-hmm. it's almost like scary at night, you know, at 11 o'clock. They kind of have like, are you drinking lemonade? You could have. At more at 11. You know, kind of those things. A little bit where they just kind of keep the viewer in.
Are you normal? Thursday at 11 on News 8. Could your house be making you fat? Tomorrow, CBS 2 News at 5.
And the ingredients in shampoo that can make a boy develop breasts. Tonight at 10.
Sex offenders may be in your house at 11.
Sexual predators seem to live in our nursing homes. Could this happen to your mother?
How a twist on the predator law could shut down religion.
What are the odds? Some say a popular drug could turn you into a compulsive gambler.
Want to lose weight? Stay in the dark. We'll explain at 11.
Nearly stabbed to death.
I felt the knife going through my bone.
Why she might have to share her home with the man who attacked her. Tonight at 10.
Could frequent hiccups be a sign of cancer? Watch News 8 at 10.
One city wants to pack all their sex offenders into a 3-block area. Problem is, it could be right next to your house.
Dangerous. Those are dangerous things, man. That's why the news is dangerous. You shouldn't watch it.
It is. It is.
It's scary. How scary was that for little kids? You wouldn't want your children to listen to that before they go to bed.
Now, what was the show that was on that we used to watch? It was like Inside Edition. It was all scary like that.
Like when it first came out, let's back up. We didn't watch it in like 1992. We watched it in like 1982, I think. You know, we don't have cable, and there's only like 4 stations.
Yeah,
It's still on television. Inside Edition.
It might be, but you know who used to be the host of that? Is the guy that's on Fox News now.
Oh, John Wilton?
No, not John Wilton. He's like very popular.
Leonard. Was it Scott Borrell?
I don't even know all the news newscasters. He was on, or he used to, newscasters, it would tell me.
I was just making those names up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly, Mr. Bill O'Reilly himself.
Oh, is he still doing news?
Well, people could call it the news.
Is he still on television?
I think so. I'm pretty sure he is. I don't know why he'd be off. Now, before we got spun out into some crazy clips, John Stewart show. See, I've never seen that show.
Have you seen John Stewart show?
I know what it is. I know it was on cable, but I've never sat down and watched an episode of that show. And when you told me the other day they've been on for 17 years, I was like, wow.
How have you never seen The Daily Show, ever?
I don't think I even watched it when we were roommates at all. I don't remember watching it like that. I watched the Colbert Show with you. I like the Colbert Show. That's a pretty cool show.
Well, it's pretty close. I mean, like the Colbert Show spun off of that. I mean,
I get the idea. It's kind of the same kind of levity in the news kind of thing, right, or something like that. But it has a smart angle to it, of course, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But did he have guests on like Colbert had on?
Is that why you didn't watch it?
Why?
It was smart.
It's probably true. It's probably true. I didn't even had to ask why. What you meant by that? Why? So I understand it's probably that same type of. I'm having the wrong turn for, but whatever that type of platform for a show. I imagine. But 17 years. Where is he? What's he going to do? Where is he going?
I don't know.
Oh, he hasn't made plans.
He may have.
Who's
he
taking
may have. I haven't talked to him. You know, but, you know, like at the time, John Stewart had a different, he was like, I think I mentioned this, he was on late night television for years, you know, and he left on his own to go start that show when Comedy Central was first even starting out. So for him to like be leaving now, it's huge. I guess you know it's almost a lot of ways a change in the guard with all that big late night people going away.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking while you were telling me that Colbert is taking Letterman, right?
Yep, Colbert is taking over Letterman.
That's pretty cool. That's a good transition.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. I think a lot of folks are more happy about that than they are about Leno taking over Carson. Was that Kudo or Carson Leno?
Leno took over Carson, yep.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. A little big divide there. But, yeah, I don't really watch the news at all, but I know about it. But like you were saying earlier, you're kind of watching less and less of it. There's so many
I just don't watch it anymore.
But there's so many other options, like so many different news outlets. Like you could either read, the Huffington Post or the New York Times kind of thing. You know what I mean? Not New York Times, I don't compare those, I guess. But you have so many sources of information now.
There's so many times. Like I like the Twitter machine.
Yeah, Twitter machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super fast. You find out news in an instant, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many things that happen like on Twitter that I know about. And then as soon as I try to find the news, like watch the news, the cable news, or any of the news, like tell me what's going on. It's not even listed on there. You know what I mean?
Things,
like major things that are happening. Like there's like the whole protest in St. Louis. Like I knew about like 3 days before everybody else did on Twitter. You know, because they were talking about it.
One recent example is I just recently joined Twitter, and I follow, just because I really like New Edition, and so they were going to work on a new album, I guess, and so I follow Bobby Brown also. He has his own page, because he's kind of coming to a star of his own right, and I guess his daughter, Bobby Christina, was in the hospital, and I didn't realize, there was a lot of speculation about what happened, what's going to happen, so it was really cool. I just tweeted Bobby, and I said, is she really in a coma? And he wrote back, no, she's just waiting to exhale. So I got that firsthand information right from Twitter, which was great. You won't get that from this. No one had any idea.
Wow.
Any idea.
Wow.
But it was cool. I just thought that was cool. It was a good way to... Where I get information, you know, so now I know I can just follow people and get information that way rather than go to the news and wait for it, you know.
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to do is start selling it to like TMZ, which is a great news organization.
Yeah, actually, I mean, there are sometimes they are actually, and they do actually. They broke a lot of news stories. TMZ, I think, was the one that broke the Ray Rice news story.
Right. Actually, you know, I did joke about it, but TMZ has seriously become a reputable, like, credible news source. When they first came on the scene, remember back in the day when they were first getting started, it was like a Entertainment Tonight on steroids kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it still is, but I mean, they get big news stories and you gotta take them seriously.
But now they're getting huge news. Yeah, that's true. And another thing I think we mentioned on the Carson show is back then there wasn't as much paparazzi. You know, TMZ is just that paparazzi news organization. And so, but there wasn't all that stuff. Like, you could go out and do things publicly, you know, not saying being an ass to yourself, but, you know, like I was talking about the Carson show where he was out late nights and things like that, but there's just really stories about it. There's not a lot of photographs or things like that. People weren't really into that kind of thing. But I was out today, tonight, and there was a girl, she was eating a hamburger with her friends. They're all cheerleader girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed, I didn't know, like something pink out of came out of peripheral. Anyway, she was taking it, eating a couple bites of her burger. I was taking a picture of it with her phone, with her friends. And I was like, that's a thing now, you know. That's people do. They take pictures of, like, food and put it out of information. But I heard that reference to the Monty Python show. I don't know if I mentioned this. I don't think I did. But John Cleese was asked if he had a Facebook page or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't. And I really like what he had to say was, he's like, well, I think of Facebook as, why would you want to build your own gossip column? And I was like, that's a great way to think about it.
In some ways, yeah. Who was it? I think I mentioned this story a long time ago. You know, Michael Irvin, Hall of Fame wide receiver for your Dallas Cowboys and current NFL Network broadcaster. You can follow him on Twitter at MichaelIrvin88, I believe, is his Twitter page, verified by Twitter.
And how can you follow, is there a way we can follow the other good news anchor, Warren Sapp? Is there a way to follow him?
I
saw his name in the paper the other day. Yeah, I saw his name in the paper.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Michael Irvin?
Some other things. Yeah, so Michael Irvin, they said, like, because he got in trouble in his younger days, you know, for a lot of things. And they asked him about, like, hey, you know, with all the antics that you used to get into, you know, when they got that social media, and now there's social media, and people have phone cameras, and all this crazy stuff. He said, do you think you could have survived? You got in trouble then without this stuff. How would you have been able to exist then? He's like, you know what? I wish that stuff existed, because then somebody could have sent me a text message saying, don't go to that hotel room.
That's an excellent point.
He was famously busted in a hotel room with, like, hookers and cocaine and all sorts of
things. The Cowboys had a party house, didn't they? That was rented by the team.
I don't know about that.
Like an ultimate house. Yeah, speaking of which, wasn't it Ed Werder, who ESPN guy, who still works with them, by the way, kind of pissed off the Cowboys, didn't he? He wasn't allowed back in the locker room.
He never actually worked for the Dallas Cowboys.
No. ESPN, not worked. Did I say worked for? I mean, that was reporting on them, as I meant to say. By worked for, I meant reporting on them. It was ESPN dude, right?
He used to report for ESPN, and, you know, he was reporting on all sorts of craziness coming out of the Dallas Cowboy locker room, and so then they kind of banned him, you know, from, they said he was making up stories.
Oh, for making up stories?
That's what the Cowboys said. They said he was making up stuff.
Wow.
Yep.
That sounds familiar.
I know, but see, now everybody
says...
That
sounds familiar, Brian. Brian Williams, that sounds familiar?
I know, like, no, he wouldn't do that, da-da-da-da. Well, apparently some news people do, a.k.a. Brian Williams. Embellish upon a story.
That's true.
Yep. And then it's one of those things, like, Dallas is like, well, go ahead and, like, reveal your source that this is true. Tell us who the source is, and he wouldn't do it. Not that I don't think that they should be having to reveal it. The news people should be able to have a right to their sources and confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's also a way that people people reader, I suppose, but I do recognize that there are ways that people react to accusations, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
They can almost tell that, like, say, Bill Cosby, for example.
Yeah.
I would do the way he's just not, by not saying anything and then just people piling it on, you know, and they're like, oh, and just piling it on. And maybe let's say half of those accusations are incorrect. That's still a hell of a lot of accusations where even your publicist isn't saying anything. Isn't that what you pay a publicist to do or for?
Yeah.
To do things like that, to do damage control like that?
Yeah, I think that's,
you know,
he's guilty as hell.
And then, you know, and I hate sports. I shouldn't say I hate sports. I'm not into sports, I guess. But, you know, the Deflategate scandal that happened. And you know there was some collusion between Belichick and Brady. And neither one of them, you know, they have very similar answers. You know, they were trained, you know, somehow. Or, you know,
go
out there and this is all you say, stick to what you're saying. This is all, you know, kind of mantra. And they
can't prove
things
it.
That you're, and
although to that point, I had somebody one time, a long time ago, tell me because I was all mad about politicians saying stuff. And lying, essentially, just lying, right?
Oh, sure.
Like, oh, do you believe he's lying? And I'm like, yeah. And then there's like, well, then he didn't get away with it.
Who said that?
Old attorney friend of mine.
Wow. If you knew that, that's excellent.
Isn't it?
That's very good. I read something the other day I thought you might like. The more people I meet, the more I like my dog.
Ain't that the truth?
That's pretty good. And I saw that in a lawyer's office before.
Did you?
Yeah, so I thought I'd just tie it back. So I'd just say I have a lawyer friend too.
Yeah.
And he has signs in his office.
Yeah. Listen, it's kind of odd that we have lawyers and we're complaining about the world.
That's very true. Yeah, but I can just someone give us a straight answer, please.
Yeah.
Like, what is recognized as, you know, probably, like, to me, like, what's really cool is the New York Times is still New York Times. New York Times is still printed daily. And it's a fat-ass paper, and that, to me, that's, like, still a credible news organization, or is it not? Have they been through the ringer a little bit, the New York Times, before?
Well, yeah. Remember
they're talking about that guy who made up the stories, that guy.
Yeah.
Was that Hayden Christensen's movie? I think it was. I think I remember that's what it was. I think Hayden Christensen was in that.
Yeah,
and he was
remember.
A young writer, and he came on. Yeah, it's good. Good movie.
Yeah, I remember the movie. But I still pay attention to the news enough, you know. And I make a lot of people angry here. And I know I've talked about before on this podcast about vaccines, right? So right now there is a measles outbreak. There was a measles outbreak in. You know, in Disneyland, you might have heard about that. I don't know if you did or not. But
where
that's
where it originated from, right?
Yeah, and the media is, kind of painting this picture as it's all these anti-vaxxers, people like not getting their kids vaccinated. That's what's causing this outbreak. But yet, all the people that had measles were adults. It was allegedly carried by an adult, and adults caught it. So is
really?
It anti? Yeah, I mean that's the thing. It's like over 60% of the people that have gotten the measles. You know, from this outbreak are adults. So, is it anti-vaxxers not doing it? I mean, or does the measles vaccine wear off as time goes on? You know, so I just think that's kind of a little bit of a, you know, it's kind of a weird way of misinformation of news. You know, they're kind of twisting the message, so to speak.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, it's always, it's not like that, but it's also, you know, very edited and, you know, partial. That's what I tell people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, television is a general audience. Then as you start to get granular, like, what's that? I wish I remember that. Not The Onion, right?
Oh, yeah, not The Onion. Is The Onion still around? I don't think it is in print form.
Probably online, definitely online, most likely. Was it ever in print form, paper?
It used to be in print form. That's how it started.
Oh, really? I never knew. I always knew it online. It was online for a long time, too, right?
Yeah, well, they might have been, but I mean, it was definitely... in print form first, though, I can tell you that.
Wasn't there even a scandal at NPR at one time? There's been a couple scandals at NPR, right? They've had their own scandals.
That sounds familiar.
The movie is called Shattered Glass.
Is that the New York Times one?
Yeah, the New York Times guy where he, you know, enters young and starts making up stories. You got to give him credit for imagination. It's got filed in the wrong section. Should have been put in fiction. You know? That's all.
Yep.
Just shuffle him back.
Well, there was, I mean, and there's like a lot of like crazy media hoaxes, right? Like the Manti Te'o, like that's another sports story where the kid had a fake. And the fake girlfriend.
The catfish. Do you know that what it's called? Is that what it's called? Like when you do something like that to someone online, like a catfish? Then isn't that what it's called? Where you pretend you're someone.
Oh yeah.
The whole
exactly,
thing about
exactly.
it. Isn't it called? There's a movie called Catfish that I saw also.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah, and that's kind of what happened. That's a whole. Yeah, man, and then it just went away. And this story just disappeared, right? Like, what the heck? Meanwhile, who's that dude for the Rams who's on the Cowboys that got cut? That poor guy, that story won't go away. He didn't do anything wrong, you know?
Yeah, exactly, right.
Whatever his name is. Like, you know, and the media are extremely choosy about the topics. They're extremely choosy about being choosy. Extremely selective about the stories that they'll run, too. They're all, you know, the television news I'm referring to.
Yeah,
but other news sources, obviously, is where you can get different, you know, flavors of life kind of stories. Depends where you want to go.
You remember that? And there was like, and this is maybe 10 years ago. I seem to remember a book. This guy wrote a whole book, and he kind of said he was like a drug addict. He detailed his life as a drug addict, an alcoholic. And he was on Oprah, and that became like a national.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Remember that? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't almost like a self-help kind of thing, too?
Yeah, it turned out he was not actually a drug addict at all. Like, he was just a normal guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe awesome. I'm not the norm. I'm not camera friendly. I don't wear clothes that fit me. Frighten children and don't eat their own dandruff. And I'm not hygienic. I don't wipe properly. I lack style. I have no charisma or self-esteem. I don't own a toothbrush or let my scabs heal. I can't reach all the parts of my body.
The late, great Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Like, great Chris Farley. That was, again, more SNL news, where it's just, you know, that's the way the news should be.
Yeah. But actually, I think they were, like, one of the first news satirists, didn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm probably missing a whole bunch, but that's definitely one of the most popular and common ones.
Yeah.
There was Gene Curtin was on the news one time, for a while with Chevy Chase and Belushi, and then you heard Farley, Dennis Miller, Norm Peterson, you know? I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, you can name the SNL news anchors. People are probably more familiar with them than their local news anchors over the years.
Well, do you remember Not Necessarily the News?
Oh, totally.
And that was like with John Candy, Martha Short. That's right.
Not Necessarily News. I forgot it was the Canadian
Yeah, that's right.
Canadian one. But I jumped into it there. This is the first news I ever remember.
This is Gary Gnu. And the No Gnu's is Good Gnu's show.
Good Gnu's.
The only TV Gnu's program guaranteed to contain no Gnu's whatsoever. Nothing bad or wrong ever happens on my show. I just got finished saying nothing wrong happens on my show. Shape up, you guys. Shape up, not grape up. And even if I did say grape up, which I did not, those grapes were coming down, not coming up. I said shape down. I mean, shape up. Oh, never mind. Run the film. I said run, not gun.
Ah. What a weird fucking character, man. Right, it was a Gnu. Wherever else in your life have you even seen a Gnu or heard of a Gnu?
I it's funny about that clip is even like when I was a kid, I didn't even know what that was. I remember going around like kind of saying to myself, "No Gnus is good Gnus with Gary Gnus." I don't know where I heard it or why I knew it, but it's always stuck with me.
Yeah, you never forget. It's pretty catchy. Pretty damn catchy.
It is, yeah.
Gary Gnu. Yeah, that was a Great Space poster. It was in the show. That's what it was called.
Was it really?
Yeah, remember? Get on board. It's a Great Space coaster. Get on board. And
so Gary Gnu was on the Great Space coaster?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a break in the show. and it was the Gary Ganoos.
See, I thought it was. I definitely thought it was the Not Necessarily News program.
No, Not Necessarily the News was. Oh, that was HBO with Dennis. Dennis Miller, I think, was on that. He may have been on Not Necessarily the News.
No,
and then who?
He was Not Necessarily the News.
No, maybe it was Not Necessarily the News.
I have to look it up.
Remember
it may have been an HBO show. I thought it was like a Nickelodeon show or something.
No, that was You Can't Do That on Television.
Not. They may, I mean, you know, HBO has Not Necessarily the News. That's fine. We'll see what this has about Not Necessarily the News. Rich Hall.
Rich Hall. Oh, Rich Hall was not, yeah. Didn't he have Snippets? Remember Snippets?
It said Perry. Matthew Perry was on that show.
Matthew Perry?
Yeah. You're right. Not Necessarily News is a satirical sketch comedy series that first appeared on HBO in September 1982 as a comedy special, and then it ran as a series from 83 to 90. Very good, Chris. Yeah.
Well,
what was the Canadian
That's why I last watched television.
What was the Canadian one then? That was
SCTV?
Oh, SCTV.
With John Candy?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, yep. Yeah, that was funny.
They don't have nearly as much as that.
John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Rick Moranis, Dave Thomas. Good old cast. Harold Ramis.
Oh, it was a great show, man. It was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. It was in my living room watching SCTV. There was a guy with a knife outside my window walking by with a bloody knife. I was like, no way, I'm watching TV. What was that?
When do you think that ran? Can you take a guess of when that ran?
What, SCTV?
Yeah.
I swear I don't have any Google machine. Probably 83 to 87 or 83 to 85. Maybe no earlier. Wait. In the 79. I'm going to go back. 79 or 79 to 84.
Close. 76 to 81.
I knew it was down the 70s. That's why I backed up. I knew it was sometime in the 70s.
Do you know what SC stood for?
Super comedy.
No.
Southern, no, I don't.
Second City.
Southern. Oh, I should have known that.
Second City comedy troupe. Yeah, you should have known that. I thought you would know
that. Our buddy John actually was there for a little time. He spent a little time there. Our brother John. Buddy John. John.
Was he in Second City?
He's a Royals. He likes the Royals.
Yeah. Was he in Second City?
Yeah, he went to Second City and he was hanging out. He knows, I forget who he knows from there. Kind of Harley Generation, like, I think it was Saturday Night Live also.
Yeah, he has a few people from there.
He was there for 2 weeks, and he's like, oh, yeah. So I was like, you were in the fucking Second City? And he's like, yeah, I should have spent more time there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't really know what I want to do. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So he spent some time in Chicago.
That's right.
And it was kind of time he spent in Belushi, Second. We can go down to Second City. While you're at the Google machine, man, check out Gary Ganoo. See if he's from Great Space Coaster.
Do you think he is? I mean, you know he is. I don't know why I'm looking it up, but I'll look it up anyway. Yeah, Great Space Coaster. Yeah. Great Space Coaster. Get on board.
A horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the apartment manager, the fire started. In a woman's home who...
I ain't got time for that. I know I got bronchitis. So I said, Lord, there's a fire. I answer my phone like that sometimes at the office.
Yeah.
And when it rings, I go, Lord, this is fire.
Did you know this about the Great Space Coaster? The series was co-created by Kermit Love. The original
by who?
A guy named Kermit Love. And he was the original Muppet designer and builder for Jim Henson, hence the Muppets.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, they were kind of like, they were cool characters on the Muppet Show. I mean, on the Great Space Coaster. Now they totally did it Bring It Back, Man, when you're reading about it, Great Space Coaster. Get on board, it's a Great Space Coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow me. I think it's Follow Me is next. Follow Me. Like, yeah, you wake up, you know, like fourth, fifth grade, and you're like, I was looking at a fucking Great Space Coaster. Yeah, it's kind of like a good dream or something like that. That's what life is fun, man. You're like, settle back, ask the Captain Crunch, pop on the tube. Then it's like, you want to get on board the Great Space Coaster? Like, right after these Captain Crunch, I'll be right there. You finish it up, get on board. And then Gary Ganoux comes in with Gary Ganoux, and you're like, learning a little something about the world. You know? But there's no news like the Gary Ganoux. There's no news on the Ganoux.
Here's the thing, I don't know if this is a good thing or bad, but I would hate to take advantage of the poor man, but presently there are also legal issues that are preventing the series from being released publicly for home entertainment.
What, the Great Space Coaster?
Yeah. All these people getting in the way.
Oh, really? Could you read that slowly again? What happened to the Great Space Coaster? There's legal things that are happening?
Well, here, I'll tell you. So, in 2012, Jim Martin, the guy I just mentioned, launched a campaign to help raise money to finance the preservation of as many episodes as the Great Space Coaster as possible. Apparently, it costs up to $350 for one episode.
How much? $350,000 an episode?
Yeah. Or $35,000 to $40,000 to preserve all 250 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to raise $3,500 to preserve as many episodes as possible. But it says presently there are also legal issues that are preventing series from being released publicly from home entertainment.
Dude, later, see if you can find like a clip from it and tweet it out.
I will.
So you can find a YouTube
that was
one.
A good show.
That was a good show. It was a trippy show, wasn't it? It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's a cool show. Television used to be a lot better, and especially where you got your information from. So it was a lot better, too. It wasn't as slanted. But like I said, Twitter is a great place to get that's probably the fastest way to get information. Like, I mean, my example earlier, you'll get information that no one else gets also that you can get, but, you know, you don't have to share. But as far as, like, news events and everything, Al Jazeera is the way to go. That's where you can get on the radio, Al Jazeera Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to tune into.
Yeah,
and PBS is also good.
Who owns Al Jazeera Network, Chris? Or who? Well, actually, I shouldn't say who owns me. I'm misleading people to look at myself. Do you know who sold his new station to Al Jazeera?
New space?
His newest station or his newest program?
Oh, his news station?
Yeah.
Who stole someone's news station?
Well, no, who sold his news station to Al Jazeera?
Oh, sold. Rupert Murdoch?
Nope.
Ted Turner?
Nope. It's called Current TV. Are you familiar with Current TV? Al Gore?
Really?
Al Gore sold that to Jazeera America.
Al Jazeera. That's interesting.
Al Jazeera America, yeah. That was a couple of years ago, like 2013.
Was it reported on the news?
It was, actually.
Oh, was there a controversy?
A minor controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little minor controversy.
Yeah, minor controversy.
What news sites do you go to, man? Like, what would you, like, what's your, you probably go, yeah, I know you go to various news sources, but I know we're coming to a close, but do you have, like, a top three news sources that you check out usually on the daily? Including television, like,
including television?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be like, you know, I'm not talking about hardcore news or anything. Like information. You get information.
Well, generally, I mean, it's funny. I mean, as much as I bag on the local news, how local news has all the general mess ups.
Yeah, you've always been a local junkie, man.
Yeah, I do. Because I like to know what's going on, at least. And I don't mean,
yeah, locally. That's true.
And, of course, you know, the weather. I know. Before I go outside, I want to know that I need a raincoat. So I like the local news generally everywhere. And then that's not where I sort of go for my hardcore news information. I think I've really gone the route of Twitter and then like hyperlinks on Twitter, like today, exactly to the Huffington Post, salon.com. But I usually instead of, I mean, there's people out there that I trust as news stories, and then I guess when I see news or hear news or read news, I kind of ask myself, does that make sense?
You become your own judge of it, though, right?
Yeah, right. And I guess that's apparently.
Well, you interpret it also, what you're reading, you know.
Yeah, and I think you have to do that, but in some ways, it's kind of crazy because not everybody can do that. I think, and not everybody, as I sound crazy, but is not as capable of doing that, or I would trust their judgment of the news. And that's what makes it a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. Yeah, and. Yeah. You know, that filters. You said local news, HuffPost, and what was the third one?
Salon.com, and then...
Salon.com, that's right.
Yeah. There's actually, I listen to like a lot of podcasts, news podcasts. The one I really enjoy is a guy named Dan Carlin. He has a podcast out there called Common Sense.
Who does?
A guy named Dan Carlin. It's political, I like that podcast. Kind of speaks to me. No pun intended.
I go with...
What about you?
Online. This is top three. Online, Union Tribune. Local paper, San Diego area. Over those headlines. And I listen to NPR on the radio. And then the third one is Stab My Neighbor in the Eye with a Sharpened Comb.com.
That's a good one.
That's what I want. That's the third one I listen to, pretty much. So that's the third one I go to. No, and then it's pretty much only those two typically that I, you know. And although I do for a good laugh, I do go to CNN.com on the old.
I used to go to CNN.
It's terrible.
All the time.
They changed the webpage. It's hilarious. The story. But that could be a show of its own.
Yeah, I really did. I used to like CNN, now it's just like it's so garbage. It's like the worst.
Oh my gosh! What happened?
They don't do news anymore. That's really
not at all.
Sold, and they don't do news anymore.
Talk about filters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But as far as political news too, then I go Al Jazeera. But now I don't know if I should go because it's total Gore, former network, you know. But we'll see. I'll make my own decision about that. But I think you're right. But I think you're right, dude. It's totally about, like, the news is really how you interpret it. And I think going to various, as many sources as possible is important, too. If you have the time and just kind of interpret it on your own. Like you said, that was pretty key to say because you figure out what they're telling you. You know, you're like, that doesn't really make much sense. Or it kind of makes a lot of sense, you know. But it's hardly ever on that kind of makes a lot of sense meter, on that side of the meter.
Yeah, I guess my thing is it kind of like, okay, just kind of see really what's going on. Why are they telling me this, you know?
Yeah. I like reading the news more. That's what reading and listening to it. I just don't like watching it. It's hard for me to do.
All right, my man. So I don't know. Are we going to be back next week, Chris? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we can try to swing by next week. There's a lot going on, but I don't think there's that much going on that we can't.
Can I get in something real quick?
Sure.
For a lot of people that don't know, obviously we didn't have a show yesterday, but we did have a show Monday. 15 minutes, with George
Slupik.
Slupik, thank you. I want to say Spurlock.
Slupik.com.
Yeah, man, go check him out. Check out the podcast. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast. Listen, have fun. What else you got, Chris? Anything?
That pretty much sums it up, man.
All right. Yeah. So I'll wait for the outro here.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Y'all enjoy your evening.
All right, my man. I'm going to go to the hospital.
stumbled to the finish line.
All right, man. Catch you guys. Catch you next week. Later, Kevin.
Yeah, man. Later.